Arsenal.
You're going to do this again?
Airing every day from
noon to three.
Cam, think of this as the coin toss, right? Think of this as the coin toss in the NFL.
That's not
he
how this works.
He chose to defer, which means I get the ball.
Because everybody who knows you are a Sprite and whiskey guy.
Sprite.
Which is why
Sprite
I chose
right with
Sprite as the topic.
Right with, are you going to argue for Coke or not?
No, I'm not going to argue for Coke.
So Sprite's
when
better.
Do we typically
decide? Sprite with my volunteer vodka. It's delicious. You can't mix Coke with vodka. If I want some whiskey, I'm in a whiskey mood. You know what I can also mix it with? Sprite.
On 1340 WKGN.
Defend your topic, please. We're running out of time.
I prefer Coke as a mixer with any alcohol. It's going to keep you up longer throughout the night, give you more energy. Coke, much, much better as a mixer than soda. Soda's bad for you. I don't know if you knew this. If you just stick to Coke and vodka, lessens the calories, keeps you up longer throughout the night, you have a much better time. More of a party if you go Coke over Sprite. And you're bound to attract more women.
Hour two kicking off in the Fan Run Studios. Hour two headlines. Roy McIlroy still on top at the Southern Hills Country Club. 5 under through 13. He's got a 2-stroke lead. Will Zalatoris, the next big name, I guess, if you consider him a big name.
He is.
He's a name I know. I don't know if I consider him a big name or
not. I think
he's
a big name.
He's one that's recognizable. He's in second at 3 under. We'll keep you updated there on the leaderboard.
Hey, Dean Burmester's on his ass, too.
Yeah, I didn't know who that was.
I don't either.
I didn't know what the
no,
D
I
stood
no
for.
No idea who
so
that is.
So I didn't bother to say it. Tonight's game two, Miami Heat, Boston Celtics. Wouldn't you know, the Miami Heat get another break as Derek White, Celtics guard, is missing game two to go check on his woman and the birth of his first child.
I'm just like, come on, bro. It's the playoffs. It's the Eastern Conference Finals. Like, just have another kid later. If I were a Celtics fan, I would be so furious with Derek White.
Are you allowed to be Hayden? Can you be mad at a player for choosing his baby over his job?
When you put it that way.
It's a very high-paying job.
Yeah, I think you can be mad, actually.
You'd be mad, too?
Probably. I mean, if you got a deadline at a normal job, it's coming down to it. You're going to have to be there, John.
Well, I don't know.
You don't just get to opt out of your deadline at your normal job that's not
I don't know.
Professional sport.
What's a normal job?
I mean,
if I'm working at the factory, I'm going to be like, hey, I'm going home to take
I'm talking about life. A job where it's like it's not like an assembly line type deal.
One
that you can't be replaced at easily. You know what I'm saying?
Like what? If I work over at the sandwich shop, I'm taking time off.
No, I'm not talking about menial tasks like that.
You mean like a boss, like a CEO is going to be able to do whatever he wants, or like a manager is going to be
like,
hey, I
mean like
time
military?
Off.
No, I mean, let's just say like...
What job?
Like
what
a finance like a finance guy. They've got a...
I can't miss the end of tax season?
Yeah, like right there at the end.
For the birth of your kid? Are we that stuck in the wage cage?
I mean,
are we that much of a slave wage?
I think some people would say that, yeah.
That you'd be like, hey, sorry, sorry, Don.
Should have planned better.
I can't be there to.
I just think you owe
help
it
you
to
with
your
the
teammates.
Birth of our kid. You owe it to your wife or your baby mother, your girlfriend.
She'll
your
be
lover.
There tomorrow.
You don't know that. Life is fickle, my friend.
Well, yeah, but.
Yeah, but didn't he miss game one for this?
No. No, he got abused in game one.
Oh.
They whipped his ass in game one.
I thought that was a report about that.
No. He, you know, that was Al Horford and Marcus Smart missing game one.
I thought there was three. Okay.
No, Derek White played. Because at the end of, you know, basically in the second half, they were just getting him switched on to
honestly, I'd just be mad at Derek White for having unprotected sex 9 months before a month
that's what
at
I was
the NBA
that's
playoffs
what I was
he was
too.
Playing with the Spurs. He's like, he didn't think he's going to be playing here in the conference finals. It's not his fault. He was a Spur at this time last year.
I just think you
he got traded. He didn't know he was going to be on a contender. He's like, hey, I'm a Spur. We'll be out. No
I just
big
think
deal.
If you're an NBA player, you can't be having unprotected sex 9 months prior to May or June.
I don't know.
August and September seem like they're off limits.
I mean, I feel like there aren't very many jobs that's going to make you like work instead of be there for the birth of your child. Maybe if you're a lawyer.
I mean, we are getting soft.
Maybe if you're a doctor and you have surgery plans.
Yeah. Yeah. What about that?
I don't even know for a fact if a doctor would make you work, if the hospital would make you work. I assume they would, but, you know.
If you're on call.
Performing surgeries are a little bit different than.
Just as important as playing NBA playing playoffs, basketball. Honestly.
Yeah.
Not probably game two, especially.
Probably about the same game check.
Yeah. Ben Jefferson did play in the Super Bowl, though. That was
it really is selfish on Derek White's behalf to, like, take this money away from his child that he's probably not going to get now.
It's only like 60. It's only like
$60,000.
The playoffs. Well, I mean, comparatively speaking to the rest of his contract, not that big of a deal. And I don't know what it is actually. That the $60,000 like the NFL playoff game checks. I don't know.
There's a documentary out there, John, called Broke, and he might need that $60,000 one day. His kid might need it. You know, just something to think about.
You know what else is something to think about?
What?
What do you think's more? Whatever the NBA playoff game check is for game two, we'll just call it $60,000, even though I think that's too high. Or 18 years of child support and alimony after his woman leaves him for leaving her at the hospital by himself. What do you think? What do you think costs more in the long run? If you're making it a financial play?
I don't know how much his alimony would be. It depends on what his contract is, right?
Yeah. It's gonna be more than $60,000. I mean, he does it. He makes.
Probably a couple million.
At the very least. I mean, if they're married, I mean, half of what he has is...
Oh, he might have a prenuptial agreement.
He might.
If he's smart, he does.
Some people just fall in love before they need a prenuptial agreement. Some people don't.
I think if you're a pro athlete and you don't, I think you're stupid.
Depends when you got married.
Nah.
The current playoff pool is 23... What the hell is this? I've never seen a number like this. It's supposed to be a decimal. What the hell is that? It's 23,287 and then a comma 26. So I don't know if it's supposed to be 23 million and they just like... it's 23 comma 287 comma 26. I don't know what the hell that is. Teams that qualify the playoffs make three... What?
That's like a... That's not even the millions, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying, but I don't know if they left off a number or a decimal. Like, I don't know if they left off a decimal or a number.
No.
I'm guessing they left off a zero. It's supposed to be like 23 million. Because it says each team that qualifies for the playoffs make $347,000 split among team members. Those who get to the second round get an extra $413,000. Those who get to the conference finals will receive another $683,000. So... You have to split that 15 ways, so basically 700,000 split 15 ways plus coaches. I mean, just call it divided by 20.
It's gonna be 35, right?
And that's like for the whole series, not just the game. So like, you play the playoffs for free, essentially. Mm. So I think I'm not worried about the money when it comes to the birth of my child.
I'm worried about basketball over the birth of my child. Like, the playoffs, you have a responsibility to your teammates. Like, that kid's going to be there tomorrow.
Hopefully. What do you think his teammates think?
I would be pretty pissed if my
teammates... I don't know. I feel like you do have the chance to, like...
We're already shorthanded, Derek. Like, Horford... Although Horford's been upgraded to questionable with his COVID, which I don't know exactly how that
how
works.
How is that possible?
Maybe they're saying either. He can... I mean, maybe if he gets another test before... Another negative test before...
How are people still missing for COVID? I don't understand. Like,
we're still in the middle of a pandemic.
Why are we wearing these masks in L.A. last night? Like,
I don't know.
So stupid.
Is game two different than game seven? Maybe he would play a game seven.
Maybe. I just feel like you have a chance to define your legacy this season if you get a championship.
Derek White cares about his legacy?
I mean, I think everybody cares about winning a damn championship, John.
Yes.
But if
you're that level of player, like, I got to go out here and defend my legacy? What the hell are we talking
about?
No,
I'm just saying, like, a chance to win a championship and, like, change the how people view you as a player.
Does this all come down to we want our athletes to care the same amount our sports as we do?
Yeah.
Because, again, this is Derek White's job. He's not, like, a lifelong Celtics guy. He's not out here trying to win something for the Celtics. He is – for lack of a better term, a hired mercenary that they traded for at the deadline. Does he want to win a championship? Maybe.
No, he definitely does.
Well, you know, I would say that.
What do you
that,
mean,
but, like,
maybe? I think he would kill for a championship.
Obviously, he wouldn't kill for a championship because he'd rather go watch his kid.
Maybe he'd just also kill for his kid.
What a morale move it would be, though, if he just, like, got on the plane and was just like, I can't do it. Went back to the team, got the boys hyped up.
I would immediately think we would be losing if he did that.
Remember, Fred VanVleet had his baby in the finals and then turned into, like, a killer. Like, those playoffs, he had that baby at the beginning of the playoffs and then became, like, a killer for the Raptors. And
you get that new dad strength.
Brought it to a championship. So maybe Derek White comes back in game three ready to go.
I hope he gets booed.
Me too.
If I were a Boston fan, I'd boo him.
That's sad that you don't care about your athletes more as humans.
I mean, I wouldn't miss watching Game 7.
That's a lot.
Okay, if the Titans...
That's not true, Charlie.
If maybe Game 7 of, like, the Heat, because that's my least favorite of major sports leagues. But if the Titans were in the Super Bowl and my wife was also having a kid, I would go to the game.
No, you
I swear to God I would.
You would? No, you wouldn't.
That is such a lie.
I mean, unless it was if you don't come, you were divorced, I'd be going to the game.
Tough guy, Charlie.
Again, I can have another kid.
Not a first kid. You can't have another first kid.
Well.
This is his first kid. It's not like number four. So I think that maybe that matters.
I would hope that I marry a woman understanding enough to know.
Is his mom texting him?
So I got a buzz, and I was kind of worried. I was like, my mom's going to be mad. But I hope that I would marry a woman understanding enough to know that I would put the Titans Super Bowl above.
I don't think anybody's going to understand that.
I mean, I hope I marry a woman that understands that our wedding day is not going to be as, like, cherished of a day for me as the day the Nationals won the World Series. And I hope she likes Chili's.
Let's go to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. We got some feedback. Tweeter writes in with takes like this: "These fools will never be married."
My mom roasted my ass.
What'd she say?
She texted me and said, "Possibly why you don't have a girlfriend. Love you."
No ha, no lol,
no
smiley face.
There was a little smiley face.
Okay.
But like,
I feel like a smiley face is kind of the mom equivalent of lol. Maybe. So she's like roasting you, but in a loving way. Because, I mean, she did include the love yet. But the LOL is a smiley face as far as I'm concerned. But your mom might be onto something. I mean, I can't really speak. But I would, if I was going to be a father, I would probably like want to be there. Again, if it's Game 7, if it's the Super Bowl. Because, I mean, like, Van Jefferson was one of the heartwarming stories of the Super Bowl, right? Like, I mean, his wife was there, and she held that baby in as long as she could.
Maybe it's Derek White's wife's problem that she couldn't hold that baby in.
If you could just make it through tonight, honey, the next game's not till Saturday. Can you just do that for us, please? Can you just hold this baby in? I do wonder how Celtics fans feel, though. I would say it's going to be like anything, and you'll have some people that are really mad, and they'll be like, it's just a game, bro. It's just a game. Last night you had, man, they made me feel pretty foolish last night, as I said that I thought the Mavericks could beat the Warriors. Didn't look like they had much for the Warriors, to be honest. Looks like this is going to be a short series. I know it's game one, but to me, one of the biggest things from last night was Golden State, when you look at the analytics, actually scored more points after the Mavericks made a basket than they did after like getting a like rebound or like a fast break or So like the Mavericks would score and then Golden State would just beat them down the floor and get a good shot off. Like that wasn't something I was fully prepared for, but Golden State, of course, a well-oiled machine, and Dallas was not up for the challenge last night.
Yeah, that was the first NBA game I've watched from tip to completion in a long time.
You watched that to completion? Not even your own team. Why did you watch that to completion? And the Heat are playing in the playoffs. You didn't watch. You couldn't be bothered.
Well, I usually like tune in the Heat game after I realize it's on, but 6 minutes in the game, honestly.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the Heat are playing.
Yeah, but last night I didn't have anything else to do, so I just turned it on the TV and I was watching it the whole time. But when they said like right after the tip, they were like, I guess it's Kevin Harlan was talking about how it's the team with the number one tempo in the league versus the slowest team in the league. And it's like, didn't know how it was going to go. I think last time I was like, So like the Mavericks are pretty slow and like not going to be able to keep up with the Warriors, especially if Andrew Wiggins is playing like lots out like he was last night.
Yeah, Wiggins played well. Luka was pretty pedestrian, all things considered. I mean, I think that's the third time in his playoff career that he's been held to 20 points or fewer. So, I mean, like it wasn't a good game for him. The Mavericks in general, they tried to shoot a bunch of threes. It was just a bad shooting night. They shot 11 of 48 from three, so not really something you're going to succeed in doing. Did you see anything? Like, do you actually think Wiggins can guard Luka and is going to be able to bother him? Because, like, Golden State was throwing some looks at him and, like, was really giving him some different stuff, and he just, you know, couldn't really hit shots. He was 6 of 18.
He really got shut down the entire second half. Right before halftime, yeah. He got hot. He hit, like, three in a row.
Yeah, but then got shut down the whole second half. Is it fair for me to point out that in Trae Young's first conference finals game, he scored 48 points and had 11 assists and 7 rebounds in a win against the world champions? I guess Drew Holiday, the best defender in the league at the guard position. And Giannis.
Whatever you have to say to fit your narrative.
I'm just asking if that am I allowed to point that out? Because we did this whole like slurping of Luka for the last couple days, and I just want to say, like, in Trae Young's first conference finals game, 48 points, 11 assists, and 7 rebounds. That's better than 20 points, 7 rebounds, and 4 assists. He had 7 turnovers to 4 assists. Am I allowed to say that, Hayden? You say no? Charlie, am I allowed to point that out? 48 and 11, 7 versus 20. No? You don't think so either? Okay. Just curious. What do you make of the narrative going around that he doesn't have enough help in this series, though? Are you buying that Luka's team's not good enough around him to help him beat this Warriors team? Because we did see them be up 2-0 against the Jazz without him. And we did see those guys play well in the Phoenix series. Now, obviously, Luka did a lot of the heavy lifting, but, you know, the team was good enough to beat them.
Yeah, I think it's tough when you play a team that's, like, so aggressive and, like, athletic on defense like the Warriors are when you try to get the switches on what you want. And you only have 2 players that can get a shot whatever they want with Brunson and Luka. It's like everybody else can play help on them. So it's like it's hard to count on your role players if they're not solid role players.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I was a little embarrassed that I thought Dallas had a chance this series. I'm not ready to pull the plug on them yet, but obviously game one wasn't a very good indication. And you really just think back to like, man, what the hell happened to Phoenix? Because they dominated, for the most part, all 3 games in Phoenix, right? Like, all 3 home games for them, they dominated until Game 7. So it wasn't like Dallas went on the road and played very well, except for 1 game. They're going to have to either win a game early in the series in Golden State or hope they could beat that team in Game 7 if they can hold serve. But we'll see. I thought the story was basically just the balance of Golden State. Like, all 5 starters, double figures. All 5 starters grabbed at least 5 rebounds, and all 5 starters had at least 3 assists. It's pretty good balance. When you tell me everyone gives you at least 10, 5, and 3, like that's pretty good balance. And then when you go to the bench and like Jordan Poole has 19 points.
And yeah, they won 3.
Yep. He's more of a get-to-the-rim type of guy. Like they can't really stop him from getting to the rim. He's their best driver at this point.
I just know Chuck last night was talking about how Golden State hadn't been shooting as well of 3 like the last 4 or 5 games
and
compared
not,
to the season.
Yeah, I mean they were 10 for 29 last night, which would worry me if I was Dallas and I still couldn't like really stop them.
I mean, the balanced offense was obviously impressive, but I just thought the defense was more impressive for the Warriors. I mean, to see them put Draymond on Brunson instead of Luka was weird. But then Andrew Wiggins on Luka was really, really good for most of the night. And Draymond, you know, basically was kind of forcing Jaylen to shoot over him, just took away his ability to get to the rim at all. And that completely shut down the Mavericks' offense. And now, you know, the Mavericks going into game two, you know, you're partially probably wondering if you're the Mavericks, is that what they're going to do again in game two? Or are they going to give us the look that we thought we would get initially with Draymond on Luka? But then if they are going to do that, you know, how are we going to find a way for Jalen Brunson to be that secondary scorer that we need? Or are you going to need more of Spencer Dinwiddie, who...
Those guys will have
it was pretty good last night.
Those guys will have a big game at some point in this series, but last night, game one, which again, it is a 7-game series. I don't want to overreact to it too much, but I felt pretty dumb watching that just because Golden State might not be as good defensively as they once were, and I guess Andre Iguodala is just done, right? Like it's a wrap for him. Like, if he wasn't able to get up there and, like, kind of contribute, like, because he is at least a defensive body you could throw at Luka. But he's still banged up with injury. But I was still surprised at seeing how good that team defense was last night. Because, again, I don't think they have really any great defenders anymore, like Curry and Clay, turnstiles. Which they play hard on defense, they just don't have the talent. But I thought Wiggins and Draymond really anchored that defense when they were in. I would be surprised if the series price was like anything less than like plus 400 at this point, which I thought plus 185 going into yesterday was too high. So you could have gotten better value just waiting, because now Golden State minus 460, Dallas plus 360 to win that series. And I don't feel very good about the Mavericks' chances. Although, like, Luka's going to have a couple special games.
Is one game, like, really enough to deter you, though? They lost game one on the road. Like, that's what's probably supposed to happen. I guess the way it happened is discouraging. Yeah. But, I mean, again, that same Mavericks team was giving up a true shooting percentage of, like, 67% in game one of the Suns and game two to the Suns and going down 0-2.
Yeah.
Like, I don't try to overreact too much to one singular game in a series, especially game one. When, you know, you are still feeling each other out a little bit. You know, now we're going to get to see Kidd counter, we're going to get to see Kerr counter, and we're really going to get into it.
Yeah, but my thing is, like, I didn't think Dallas was very good before the Phoenix series. And even during the Phoenix series, I didn't think Dallas was very good. I thought they had some really good shooting nights at home. And then also thought, like, Chris Paul, like, fell apart and, like, couldn't really move anymore. So I don't know if I was overreacting to that. Would I rather overreact to game one of this series or overreact to like a game seven collapse from Phoenix? Because I came out of that game seven collapse from Phoenix all of a sudden thinking Dallas is actually a good team, whereas I thought they were pretty flawed in a one-man show for most of the season. Now you're asking them, can they go into San Francisco and beat a championship team? Again, one that's – we talk about Chris Paul being a choker. We don't talk about – the Warriors being chokers. Now, maybe some of that's unfair because, like, the one series they actually had that they should have won, you know, in 2016, they blew a 3-1 lead. Then they added Kevin Durant. That's not really fair, but I don't know. Maybe some of these bench guys step up for Dallas and it looks differently. Maybe.
What is – most important for Dallas, you think? Is it just Luka being Luka, or is it the rest of the guys providing some secondary scoring?
Yeah, like, I mean, I think it has to be both. I think Luka has to be special, but also think those guys are going to have to hit some shots. Luka was special in the first half, but they were still down 10. Maybe that's not enough. Let's go to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Giggling about over there. A little pep talk you tried to give me. You feel good about yourself?
It made me immediately think to like feeling bad about myself. I just said the same thing that like my old like high school coach would just yell at us like while he was like torturing us.
And what's that, if you want to give it to the audience?
There's two things that you control every day. That's your attitude and your effort. And then he'd usually follow it up and be like, tie that 45-pound weight back to your waist and run up this hill 100 more times. No water. Water is like for soft people.
I feel like they could get him canceled.
Oh, I mean, yeah, he committed so many fireable offenses. He actually like did get in trouble several times.
Why did coaches not want you to drink water?
I don't know.
Is it just for weakness?
We weren't allowed to take our helmets off during water breaks or on the sidelines. Like, we weren't allowed to even unbutton them.
Whenever
you just had to spray water through your helmet.
That's why I could never.
Yeah, that happened a few times. But
we didn't even have we only had one bench on our sideline during games, too, and it was just for injured people to sit down to get checked out by the trainer.
I was a big bench guy.
We weren't allowed to. Everyone had to be standing up on the sidelines with their helmet all the way buckled up. If you had one unbuckle undone on the sidelines, it didn't matter if you were not playing in that game. You were in trouble.
Are we taking a tour through our high school?
Oh, I was mostly just laughing at getting
abused. You put a headset on?
Yeah.
To what? Talk to the offensive coordinator?
Yeah.
About what? Blocking?
You think I'm lying? I have pictures.
No, I mean, I believe you, but.
I mean, like, why? Were you the quarterback of the field?
Were you a tackle or a guard?
He was a center, weren't he?
Center? I mean, I guess. Like, I could see you talking to a tackle, or like a tackle being like, hey, you know, what are you reading from this DN? Like, is he trying to pinch hard? Like, he logging in? Or, you know,
I feel like Hayden was just trying to big boy his quarterback.
Yeah.
And said, I'll handle it. I'll talk to
him. No, he had also been talking to them, too. But the quarterback coach on the sideline, so he would just talk to him on the sideline,
I feel
usually.
Like it'd be more likely for an offensive lineman to talk to the offensive line coach
he
on
was
the sideline.
He was in the
and
booth.
And the quarterback
too.
To talk to the OC.
He was in the booth my senior year. So that's kind of how it
I
went.
I guess that makes more sense.
And he would usually just like.
I don't want to hear any more
scream,
about your high school football.
Scream at people through me, and I'd have to pass the messages on. It was very awkward.
I don't want
to
hear any more about your high school football escapades.
And you asked how it went down.
Did I? Oh.
You did.
Oh. Well, I'll take it back. I don't actually care. Sorry.
You did ask.
Okay, I'm sorry. I take it back. I take it back. Anything else on Jimbo Fisher or Saban? Anything we need to say there? Nothing else? Anything from last night's game one?
Be a lot funnier if it was Clark Lee and Eli Drinkwitz. I want them to go at it.
Drinkwitz ain't scared.
I don't think Clark Lee's scared either.
People are saying you didn't turn your microphone on either, Hayden.
Even over there?
I think I might have just been too far from it, but I hate sitting over here. It hurts my back. My legs are going to sleep on this stupid chair.
There's the worst chair.
This chair just
in the world.
Sucks.
You don't switch?
I mean, if
you
want
to. Get away from me?
I mean, I don't want to. I just don't want you to complain.
I'm not complaining. It's the first time I've said anything about it.
But you complained.
I mean, yeah, it doesn't feel. My legs have been going to sleep the whole time.
If you want
to
switch.
I'm worried about blood flow. Worried about my sciatica a little bit.
If we need to switch, I'll switch.
No.
If it'll make you happy.
I mean, you're already miserable with being here. You don't even want to be here. It's really just you're only here to make me happy. Since it's my last few days. It just really hurts, like, really hurts my heart that you don't even want to be here on my last few days. You know? So I might as well just not inconvenience you anymore. That's all I am to you anyway.
That's all you are to me is what, an inconvenience?
Yeah.
Is that how you feel?
Yeah.
Do we need to talk about it?
I mean, we can. It just seems like.
Is there anything you want for your last show tomorrow? You want me to bring, like, some pizza? Some
no
champagne?
Pizza.
Some respect.
Probably like, yeah, some respect and a good attitude. Probably some chicken nuggets, some ketchup.
I'll bring you an entire bowl of ketchup. Tupperware full.
Just kidding. Maybe like a some chocolate milk.
Do you have any favorite memories?
So, hold up.
On the show?
Yeah.
No, no. Stop for a second. You want chocolate milk, chicken nuggets, and ketchup?
I was kidding about that. But I do like chocolate milk.
But with ketchup.
I haven't had chocolate milk in a while.
With how much ketchup he uses, though.
I was kidding about the chicken nuggets. I was just doing that because I know that you don't like that.
But the chocolate milk does sound pretty good.
Yeah, I haven't had chocolate milk in a while.
I love some chocolate milk right now.
Sounds delicious.
Will you Uber Eats us some, Hayden?
Just run to Weigel's. You got any Weigel's nearby? Get some chocolate milk.
I'm gonna see.
I don't know where the closest one would be next to the Arby's, I guess.
All the way down there?
Yeah, I think so. It's probably close to one.
I know the scary one downtown is no longer a Weigel's. It's a Shell now.
Hall of Fame Drive?
Yeah, you know. Come on. You know which one I'm talking
about. The Myrtle one?
That's a Shell now.
It's now a Shell. That's what I said.
Yeah, Hell Shell.
He just said that.
I'm trying to figure out how to get us chocolate milk, okay?
He could not have finished that sentence any sooner.
I'm trying to figure out how to get chocolate milk.
Yeah, it's a Shell now.
There's only weird chocolate milk brands available for delivery.
So my favorite moments probably since being on the station, when I first started working with Russell and Bear, it was like COVID happened. It was very weird. Bear started like absolutely freaking out. He was wearing like black surgical gloves in here. But on this show, just Draven being angry, I like that.
You miss Draven? I didn't expect that to be your answer. For
no, I don't miss Draven. I did like seeing him mad, though. I don't miss Draven, but I do like seeing him mad. That one time I named all those 2019.
That's the second time you've brought that up.
12 seeds in the NCAA tournament. I felt good about that. I like that. That was fun.
What about our
I like all the gambling picks. Those were fun.
They weren't very fun for me last year, NFL-wise.
You do bad?
I did good in the NFL.
I did very bad.
You did good
last
in college,
year,
though.
I did great in college, but did bad in the NFL.
You yep. need me.
He was like over 60% in college.
I was killing college. NFL, I was like down at like 35%, though.
Yeah. I can't think. Do you think of any?
Of your best moments?
Just funny stuff.
Now, one time you had your mic turned off.
I mean, that happens all the time.
I think that was the joke Charlie was going for there.
Yeah, it was funny. I mean, the rejoin with Draven about the bull was funny.
The what?
But that was mostly because of you, but yeah. It is funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can play that next.
Yeah. Doesn't sound like you had a lot of good memories here for the 2 years. For the
two just years, a lot. It's
for the
a
2 years
to
that
remember.
You're here and us doing voluntary action, it doesn't seem like you made a lot of memories.
Oh, yeah. The voluntary actions were good.
Mm-hmm.
We hired Heupel and absolutely like, destroyed him for 3 hours.
You were pretty mean to Heupel for 3 hours.
So were you, buddy.
Nah, not me.
Yeah, that's it was you. Yeah, you and your little friends that were calling in.
Heupel's always been my guy. Trust me.
Talking about how ugly he was.
Well, you know,
that was just rude of you, actually.
It was rude of me.
You just unlocked a memory.
Okay.
Do you remember when we did voluntary reaction for that one game?
Yes.
And we just had like the Florida SEC champion or SEC tournament
game when John Fulkerson got assaulted.
And we had like someone call in and like start making fun of Tennessee, and then someone else called in and be like, "That's actually his name's actually Chris, and he's a South Carolina fan." And then someone else would call in. There was just this whole like group of three guys
like,
that
I
kept calling
like,
back over and over
TJ
again.
Was it TJ, the Kentucky fan, or something like that?
I don't know. I don't think it was him.
It was somebody calling in, and then somebody like, immediately called in after and said he was like, he knows who his voice, and he's like using an alias on the radio. And it was just like it was very awkward.
Yeah. It was a lot funnier at the time, but like,
yeah, I guess
I can't remember it well enough.
All right, Mr. Funny Guy.
I guess you just had to be there.
Charlie, it's only funny if John thinks it's funny in the moment.
To me, yes, that's how it works.
No, you're saying our moment. Is like lesser because you don't think it's funny.
No, I'm saying I don't.
If you went back and listened
okay,
to
it's
it,
okay,
you would,
okay,
you
it's
would
okay.
find it funny. But so we're doing fine. A bad job
just,
painting the
well,
picture.
First of all I said was I guess I had to be there because you guys didn't make it seem funny. That's what that saying means.
I did
not
a bad
that
job.
I don't think it's funny.
No,
just
I did
that,
a bad
like,
job painting that picture because I didn't remember it well enough to give you the right details.
Thank you. Because Hayden's over there and his feelings over there. I'm not saying it wasn't funny. I'm just saying your recollection of the story wasn't funny. That's what the phrase, I guess you had to be there.
But it was just means. A very absurd, like, 15 minutes. Where in the Because the guy kept calling back and trying to get back on. And then he like tried different aliases again. It was all very strange.
I'm glad you guys had some memories. Glad something made you happy in these 2 years, Hayden.
And we broke trivia records together, Hayden.
I broke trivia record twice, actually.
Most series losses in a row?
No, I did get you one time, though. That's all that matters to me.
In a series?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Never
yes,
happened.
Yes, 100% we did. Nope. You're such a liar. You're such a denier.
Never happens.
Okay, you can keep thinking that. Everybody knows I got you one time. You probably got me about 4 or 5 times.
Four or five in 2 years? You think?
I mean, a series is a long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, a semester you probably get like, what, 2 or 3 maybe? So.
I thought I'd get more emotional. I'm not very sad right now, so let's go to break.
We still have tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe. I felt a little sniffly. I might not come tomorrow. Who knows? Allergies kicking my ass today. I also need to find like 2 more people to play basketball tonight. Running out of time.
How's my basketball doing?
Terrible.
Okay.
Is it an outdoor basketball?
It's like a hybrid thing.
Yeah, it just felt weird. It wouldn't really bounce.
I didn't want to spend $80 on the real one.
I mean, I hear you. I'm not judging. I'm just saying I wasn't going to bring it up, but I brought it back to get back to you. I was going to buy it from you, but I took it to my gym, and it just wouldn't bounce.
You need 2 more for basketball?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll see if my buddy that's in town wants to play. He's driving from Maryland to Memphis. He's stopping here to stay the night.
Oh, I was going to say, he's driving from Maryland to Memphis and then here? It seems like a weird loop, but I got you now. He's going from Maryland to Knoxville to Memphis. Probably doesn't have shoes with him. It's fine.
I mean, he's moving, so he probably has them somewhere. He owns like 60 pair of shoes.
Let's go to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Tennessee baseball starts their series tonight against Mississippi State. Looked like we're just going to roll with our regular starting rotation, correct? And the announcement I saw?
I mean,
or the projected starters I saw?
Do we even have a regular rotation?
I think we do.
Well, because tonight it's Chase Dolander first.
Oh, yeah. So I guess it's not. I saw regular pitching arms, but not this right.
And then Chase
rotation.
Burns
Sorry.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah, so they switched Dolander and
Drew
Burns.
Beam. But, like, I don't know at this point if we have a regular rotation, which we were talking. I was talking with Logan on the Blitz, like, before this.
Uh-huh.
He kind of raised a good point, too. You know,
what, the 920, 720 podcast? 920?
The 920 podcast. He interviewed a Mississippi State guy this week, but I didn't get to join him. There's some technical difficulties. Some stuff came up, but
listen to the
what disrespect. 920 doesn't even know the podcast name.
Sorry. Well, 720 is a 360 twice. I thought it was 920. I said 920 first, didn't I?
Yeah, 920.
Yeah. You know what it means?
Yeah, it's 920 miles to Omaha.
Okay.
But he was on the Blitz earlier today though, and he brought up the fact that not only are you just getting different looks / saving guys' arms a little bit. You know, is getting some guys rest, but also you've now not only are probably the best pitching staff going into the postseason, but you also have a real level of unpredictability where you go into a super, where you just go into a regional, and the opposition is like, hold up, are they going to throw Tidwell or Dolander or Burns or Beam?
So do you think that's what we're doing here, just giving a different look that we aren't necessarily going to throw the same three in the same order every time? Dolander, of course, has been your game 2 starter for the entire season. Now he's game 1.
This is getting him set up. He's going to be the number 1 no matter what.
This is him getting set up to be the number 1?
He's going to be the number 1 in the SEC tournament and the Super Regionals, I'm sure.
Okay.
Dolander?
Yeah.
He's the guy that I trust most.
I feel like most consistent.
Again, I still don't know if you want to go best pitcher game 1 in the regional or not.
I think winning game 1's important just so you don't have to if you get beat up in that first game and you're in your bullpen and you still lose that game, then you're really putting yourself in a bad situation moving forward.
I mean, but even with your second best pitcher, you should win against a 4 seed comfortably.
You would think so.
Like, you should. You know, I would say.
But you don't usually take that for chance.
I mean, I would say the odds with of beating
like in a baseball situation, just like it's, you know, when you look at the playoffs, you don't try to match up your best pitcher against their best pitcher. You just try to throw your best pitcher as often as possible, get off to the, you know, win
as many
games as
possible. That's a little bit different, though, because it's not bracket and it's not double elimination. Like, there's not
It isn't, but you still want to throw your guys at the beginning.
Yeah, but like you're going to be seeing the same team every day for several games. Like you're not going to see different teams either. Whereas, I mean, Tennessee against a four seed with Chase Dolander on the mound. We agree. You got like a 90% chance to win that game probably, if not higher.
I mean, I would have thought that against Wright State too. Probably should have lost. So
Wright State was different. I mean,
that could happen this year too.
It could, and then you adjust. But you know, Delaware State, it was one of the most recently mocked teams to be in your regional. They're one game above 500. They are a bad team. I would say if you're playing Delaware State in the first round and you have Chase Dolander on the mound, there is a 90-95% chance you win. If you're playing Delaware State and you have Chase Burns on the mound, or Blade Tidwell, or Drew Beam, you know, whoever you deem to be that second best guy, still say there's probably like an 85-95% chance you win. You know, so being able to have your best pitcher for what will be the toughest game, which will be game two, is the toughest game. You know, if you can have your best pitcher for that, is it worth slightly knocking what would still be an insanely high probability to win game one? I would still think maybe.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, in terms of who you get matched up with in the regional. But as far as this weekend goes, do you agree with Hayden that this is the first indication that Dolander is going to be your first arm thrown in the SEC tournament?
I think it kind of feels like that.
Yeah. Which if he throws on Thursday, or I guess Wednesday, what did we decide? It was Thursday for the SEC tournament, right? Our first game?
Yeah, it'll be Thursday.
Right?
Yeah.
The first SEC tournament game
that we'll play is Thursday.
I thought it was Wednesday. Tournament starts Tuesday. We play Wednesday at 4:30.
Oh, that might be right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is right because I think if we win the first two games, we get a day off.
Yeah, you get the day off Friday, and then you come back Saturday for the semifinals. Okay.
So the guy you throw on Wednesday should be ready to go on Sunday, correct? Or no?
Thursday, I doubt Friday, that would happen.
Saturday. I mean, I wouldn't probably pitch a guy on 3 days rest right before the postseason for the SEC tournament.
Okay. So, like, but, I mean, will we go into the championship game with – well, I mean, like, if you win on
– if you win Wednesday, you play Thursday. If you win Thursday, then you avoid Friday and you don't play again until Saturday. So, really, if you just go – if you win an SEC championship without losing a game, you're playing four games.
Okay, so you need four starters.
Yeah, so – which we have, conveniently. Plus, you have Xander Sechrist, who we could easily throw on Wednesday, too, which wouldn't be a surprising move, who you think can get you a win. But – right now, it's Tuesday's single elimination, and then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday's double elimination, and then
once you get to Saturday and Sunday, semifinals.
It's single elimination again. It doesn't matter who came out of the loser's bracket. It just becomes semifinals championship.
Right.
But in terms of who could pitch Wednesday, I mean, obviously, like you assume that Blade Tidwell could be ready. Since he's not one of the guys throwing this weekend, I imagine he gets work out of the bullpen tonight just so he is as fresh as possible for Wednesday while still getting work in this weekend. But I could see him maybe going tomorrow too.
So the idea is you're going to throw each of your top starters in this situation, your top four, you're going to throw them one time in a Hoover?
Probably. Okay. I would assume so. I mean, you could also – Chase Dolander could go – on Wednesday, too, on 5 days rest. But, again, I think there could be a chance that you see them, like, go with a Tidwell or Sechrist on Wednesday. So you could have, you know, like a Dolander for Championship Sunday.
That's what I was going to ask.
Or, like, a Burns-Dolander or Beam-Dolander combo for Saturday-Sunday. But
the guy you throw on Sunday is probably not going to be ready for Friday, though, for regional, right?
Right.
But then he could be on your Saturday regional if you need him.
I mean –
Rachel's going to start on Friday, so
they're
going to be setting it up for that. I doubt they would throw the guy they're going to throw on Friday on Sunday.
Yeah.
So
you're right.
Tidwell's not a bad option, though. It could end up being Tidwell and then Dolander and then the two freshmen on the two weekend games if they do win.
Yeah, I think that would honestly probably be the most likely scenario. But Tennessee wants to win this thing. Like, they want to go to Hoover and win an SEC tournament championship, like more so than I think you've seen. Some teams like just treat it as a, hey, if we win, cool. If we lose, like, we're not going to, you know, sell out for it. I think Tennessee really does want to win an SEC tournament championship, but yeah, they're still not going to obviously sacrifice anything for the regional or super regional to ensure winning an SEC tournament championship.
Hour two in the books. We'll kick off hour three with headlines. Hayden, you got some this or that topics ready to go for hour three?
Yep.
Back to the honeypot for one last time?
Nope.
Got a nice self-own in the college football world, too. Let's go to break. We'll come back. We'll kick off hour three. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.